and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. I am so excited to record episodes again and start this new season in this little project of mine. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to record with Bridget. Her Twitter handle is @bteacherNH. She is a history teacher for special needs students, and she was a TEDx speaker. She was also a semi-finalist in 2016 for New Hampshire Teacher of the Year. So she has amazing accomplishments. She was a pleasure to talk to, and I really enjoyed recording this podcast. Thank you again for the support, and I hope you enjoy. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right. So my name's Bridget, and I have been a teacher since the fall of 2008. I went to the University of New Hampshire. I have an undergrad degree in theater with a focus on musical theater and secondary ed. And then I went on and got my graduate degree, a Master's of Art in Teaching for secondary ed. With certification in both history and theater. I work at a small special education school located in New Hampshire. We're considered an out-of-district placement school. So basically what that means is schools that don't feel like they could fulfill students' IEPs put their kids into other schools that maybe can try different things and help reach those kids where they're needed. And there since 2012.
That's awesome. In education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you've had in education.
Oh, such a great question. So there's been lots of great days. You have those great days where kids like get it and you can see it on their face and they get so excited, and it's really like those days that you live for, that you think are the reason why you do what you do. And then I've had other days, like the chance to do a TEDx talk with my Positive Approaches to Learning Disabilities group, which was absolutely amazing. And like so cool and such a great experience. But yeah, I would say probably the biggest thing would be just like the small successes that happen daily, weekly, monthly, that are different for every kid, but make everything worthwhile.
Yeah, I totally agree. Just those moments where you can make a difference in a student's life, those are definitely the moments that keep you going.
Yes, especially during all of this.
Yes. So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
I think the most difficult one was when I was let go from my very first job ever as a teacher. I was devastated, and you know, and I thought like, oh, what was wrong with me? Like, how could it possibly be? All of my, you know, reviews were phenomenal, and like, and it was like mind-blowing. And then you sit back and you wonder and you reflect and sometimes realize it's just not about you. Like sometimes, like schools, businesses, groups, they just make changes that they feel is best for them. And I think what happened out of all of that is that I spent so much time in the reflection process when I had left that job before I found my new one, which is my current one. Just the like how to reflect, how to look at reflecting, how to actually work reflecting that's good for me. That was probably the best thing that came out of the worst thing. But I think like the next worst thing is the fact that like everyone feels like they can be an expert in education because they went to school at some point in their life, and everyone has an opinion and everyone wants to tell you their opinion. And so those can make days really hard. Especially if it was not a great day at school, or just not a great day personally, and then you like go online to like social media and you see all the people who just like complain about education or complain about teachers, and it just makes it like so hard to be like, no, like we really are doing our best. Like, I promise you, no one has like awful intentions. Like, I promise.
Yeah, especially now, I think that has, definitely played a role in just trying to keep it positive is, as teachers, we want to keep it positive on social media, but it's also obviously, like when you see that backlash or that criticism and you know how hard you're working, I can totally understand.
Yeah, it's brutal sometimes.
So, what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
So this piece of advice comes from my college professor. Her name is Raina Ames. She was one of my undergrad professors, and she told us, "Do not go to the teacher room." Which, like, you're like, "What? What do you mean? Like, there's the photocopier there." But I feel like once you get in there, you understand, because it can be like a room of negativity. And if you let that like into your psyche or into like your mindset, like, it's so hard to get out of it. So that would be my number one piece of advice. And then my number two piece of advice would be, find a friend who will let you complain, who will let you cry, who will let you vent, like do the whole cycle of like either you hate so and so or why did I pick this career? And then make sure that they follow up and they say, okay, now what are you gonna do about it? Because I totally think venting is absolutely everything that like humans need. But I think so often we forget that we need to do the next step of, okay, this is awful. So how am I going to make this better? And I feel like if new teachers, or even old teachers, or anybody, like, you don't have to be a teacher. I think if you can like find that person who will challenge you to do the, okay, and what are you going to do about it? I think would totally help anybody. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that advice. I know that I heard that too about, don't hang out in the teacher's lounge. And I was like, as a new teacher, you always want to try it. So I tried it for a week and it just was not for me. So I found a group of teachers that I, either have lunch with in their classroom. And it made a huge difference, especially when you're new and trying to, figure out who you click with and who you can get along with. And I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
How can people get in contact with you?
So I'm on Twitter. It's really only my only place that I'm like actually in. So it would be, my handle is B as in boy, teacher, and then NH.
Perfect, thank you. And is there anything else you want to bring up or discuss?
I mean, anything that like you want. I think one of my new passions, and I really think is like part of our problem in American teachers, is that in college you're so supported. I remember like doing my student teaching, and like we had weekly check-ins, and I was fortunate enough, I had a whole year of student teaching. That was just the way that our college did it. But like, you had weekly check-ins, you had people that you can brainstorm off of, you have people that, like, they might be able to see something that you can't see that could be a problem in your lesson. And then you graduate and you get a job and you go out in the world, and then we expect teachers to be expert teachers the minute that they step through the door. We take off the training wheels, we don't provide the support, and it bogs my mind that in a country where we're trying to bring our education up to the forefront and be competitive in the world, that like we can let teachers go in the first 5 years and not tell them why. Like, how much of a disservice is that to the teacher and to their future students without explaining to them things that they could do to improve on? And yes, I know admins say, well, we have, review processes and whatnot. But like in reality, like the, you don't. You most schools, most districts don't have a mentor. Most, programs, an admin comes into your room. Maybe they say the whole period, maybe they don't. They walk in with a notepad and they focus on the teacher and they don't actually focus on the learning. And their whole job, even though they'll never say it, is to find you in an oh moment and see what you do. I think that is such a disservice to our entire industry and all of our kids. I honestly, truly believe, and I've been working on trying to do my part to help fix it. We really need a mentoring program, like a nationwide mentoring program that helps new teachers, even older teachers who are like, you know what? I just want someone in my corner to like rally behind me when I have a hard day. I feel like if we could create something like that, our teaching industry would explode. It would be amazing. Because if you think about it, there's no profession in this world where you start right off and they expect you to be an expert. There isn't. There's constant mentoring. You can't become a doctor when you graduate. I mean, you do when you graduate college, but like there's residence programs, there's like an attendee, right? There's always someone there mentoring you through your first, like what, 4, 7 years to ensure that you're getting everything out of it and their patients are too. Why don't we have something like that in education? I feel like that would completely help us and help everyone.
Well, yeah, I completely agree because I think of new teachers that either have quit, that started off, or my friends who, really like what they're doing, but they have hard days too. And it just sometimes, every school is different with the amount of support and, but I totally agree. I think obviously mentorship or figuring out a way, because like social media has its benefits for sure, but then we also need that in the classroom and at the schools we teach in.
Yeah.
To be able to, support newer teachers, feel confident and find their ground. Because it's hard when people tell you what to do or like what, best practices. But then when you're new, you're just really trying to make it through day by day.
Yes, absolutely. I yes.
So I really enjoy talking to you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome, of course.